The Littlest Star by Richard Littledale. Have you ever wondered how many stars there are in the great big sky? A very clever scientist once worked out that if you counted all the grains of sand on all the beaches in all the countries of the whole wide world, they still wouldn't be as many as the stars in the sky. And of course, all the stars are the same. Or are they? I want to tell you about the littlest star of all. He wasn't as bright and sparkly as some of the others. He couldn't shoot as high as some. He didn't have a long, shiny tail to tow across the heavens behind him. In fact, he really wasn't terribly exciting at all. And sometimes, when all the other stars were whirling and sparkling and dancing in the heavens, he would find a quiet little patch of sky all to himself. And that's just where he was when God's angel found him. He called to him softly by name, though I won't tell you the name, as the names of the stars are so spectacular, they only sound silly when you and I say them. God has a special job for you, said the angel. For me, said the littlest star, his face lighting up even more than it usually did. The angel nodded his golden head, and the littlest star swished along behind him to find out what this job might be. And carefully, in his big, deep voice, God explained that he had a gift to make to the world below. "My son is to be born tonight," he said. "He won't have a palace or even a house or even a cot to sleep in. Would you shine your best and most golden light on him?" The littlest star was far too excited to speak and just bobbed his little head up and down in excitement. "Off you go then," God said. And with a swish of golden sparks, the littlest star zoomed off to shine on the place where the baby lay. For many days he stayed there, beaming down on the stable where baby Jesus was tucked up cosily in the straw. Shepherds came and went beneath him, and the littlest star looked down at them. And just when he felt he could not stretch out his little starry arms any longer, he spotted three strangers away in the distance. They rode on huffy camels and carried sparkly bags, and he could see just where they were heading. He took it upon himself to guide them the last little bit of the journey across the desert, into the town, down the narrow roads and alleyways. When their journey was finally over, just before they ducked into the tiny door of the stable, the three looked right up at the littlest star and each bowed his head in thanks. The littlest star's special job was done, and he swished back up to the skies to join all the others. He doesn't mind now if some stars are bigger or shinier or faster than him, because he knows what happened so many years ago. But he's still special. And if you creep outside and look really, really hard, you might just find him.